Lots of smoke and a slam-bang finish at Sonoma. This is the Monday Morning Race Refresher presented by Coca-Cola. This summer, share a Coke and a song with your loved ones. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Feeling loud, quiet, excited, chill, inspired, or maybe ready for an adventure. Whatever the moment, there's a Coke for it. And some of your favorite lyrics are waiting to be shared on bottles of Coca-Cola. So pick up a refreshing ice-cold Coke today and share a Coke and a song. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling.
Denny Hamlin looked to be in control at Sonoma Raceway Sunday, leading 33 of the 110 laps before a late caution shook things up. Tony Stewart made his final pit stop early, anticipating a debris caution, and then got it and the lead late. But he had to hold off Hamlin in the closing laps by living up to his nickname, Smoke. He did that on the final lap, sliding outside to give Hamlin an opening, then dive bombing and banging doors with Denny in the final turn.
You know, he's a class act. I mean, I don't like racing like that, but man, this could be what makes or breaks us getting in the chase. So, you've seen the last 2 years what kind of drama is in the chase. So you can imagine what a guy like me, that it's his last chance to make it. What kind of chances I'd take to do it. So, I'm glad it was an area where it didn't take him out of the race and he still was able to finish second.
Stewart is now just 9 points out of the top 30 in the standings, where he'll need to be to make the chase even with the victory. Hamlin finished second. Joey Logano, Carl Edwards, and Martin Truex Jr. were the rest of the top five. Up next, the Coke Zero 400 Saturday night at Daytona. That's the Monday Morning Race Refresher presented by Coca-Cola. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.